Oasis Audio presents Feel, The Power of Listening to Your Heart by Matthew Elliott. Read for you by Kelly Ryan Dolan.
Feel, Chapter 1. I sat with Ben over coffee. A family friend for many years, Ben was talking with me about my favorite subject these days, how so many of us have been disconnected from our feelings and emotions. Then Ben told me one of the saddest stories I've heard in a long time. A man from his church had asked to have breakfast with him. This friend of Ben's was spiritually strong, a pillar in the church. Anyone would say he was doing all the right things in pursuing the model spiritual life. Over plates of eggs and bacon, the two of them talked about family news, their church, and books they'd read recently. In time, they finished their food in conversation. Ben thought their breakfast was about done. But as Ben was getting ready to stand and leave, his friend blurted out, "I have to tell you something." Ben realized then that his friend had invited him to breakfast for a different reason, that it was something hard for him to say, and he'd taken the entire meal to muster the nerve to say it. "I'm living out all of the things I should be doing for God," he finally said. "I'm doing what I'm supposed to, like I've been taught. But I'm not happy. I'm not passionate about anything. To be perfectly honest, I'm not even passionate about God. I feel nothing." He was overcome with emotion as he confessed what he had kept secret for so long. "Ben, I'm dead inside." As Ben told me this story, his face displayed the anguish he felt for his friend. Then he asked me this penetrating question. "How might your understanding of feelings and emotions help this man?" The sad thing is, this man is only one of many who suffer in the same way. I've been there. I suspect you have as well. We've faithfully pursued a spiritual and godly life, yet somehow we find ourselves numb, without passion or pleasure, emotionally dead. For years, we've been taught by our culture and in our churches that emotions are not to be trusted, that reason and knowledge and logic are the firm foundation on which to build our faith and our spiritual lives, that it's our attitudes and actions that matter, not how we feel about things. This disconnect between our faith and our feelings has been the focus of my heart ever since I was a teenager. I've been intrigued by what it means to truly love God and hate evil. Trying to figure it all out, I studied philosophy, culture, and the Bible, and I've come to believe that we have fallen victim to two things that are terribly wrong. First, we have made our relationship with God more about fulfilling our duty than expressing our passion. We make our spiritual lives into a list of do's and don'ts. We pursue this list more than we actually pursue Jesus. And this leads us to a life that eventually becomes tired and numb, devoid of feeling, dead. Recently, I was talking to a friend whose small group was studying holiness, that is, being pure and pleasing in God's sight. Around the circle, each person commented about what it meant to be holy. Most of them mentioned something they could have done to be better or more perfect, something they thought they needed to achieve in order to be more holy. Some spoke of how hard it was to do everything that they were supposed to do as Christians. My friend commented that everyone seemed so tired. One woman shared her experience of serving a shift at a homeless shelter between 2 and 4 in the morning. My friend was in awe of that kind of commitment, but the woman went on to berate herself for failing to say a helpful thing to a fellow volunteer that morning. It was something on her list that she had failed to do, and in her mind, it was one more thing that kept her from being holy. My point here is not so much about whether doing this one thing would have made this woman more holy. It's that this sort of thing, multiplied many times in a single life, robs a person of the exuberance and passion and excitement of life with God. In time, you would expect her to wind up like Ben's friend, numb and dead inside, but always looking for the next item to check off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?